On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Eric's.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Let's go, baby, where them air horns at? Hey, let's let them roll one more time, because it's Friday. Hella holiday is jumping off tonight.
It is up.
Man, we are...
James needs to check his ears. This thing be up to the max.
Yeah, Kyle's different. Kyle listens to the show very low. I'm always confused when I plug my headphones in. Like, he's just... It took a while to get used to having roommates. I'm used to it now. I got to remember the quirks of the, like, Kyle listens to the show very low. Of course, he's got the over-the-ear headphones, so it probably sounds different for him.
Shout out Studio One. Still my studio, I guess. I've been lucky.
That is. We're going to put a plaque out there that says Jesse Studio.
A statue.
Yeah, well, it'd be fitting that the first ESPN 1320 statue goes to Jesse.
I can't turn the knob anymore on this one. I'm like, damn, James. Nah, don't go no further.
James, you need to see a doctor?
We welcome you in here to the Friday, November 14th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Alongside
the statue himself.
What are you doing with him?
Man. Shout out to everybody who pulled up to Harlow's last night, man.
Yeah, man. What time did you get home?
We had a good time. It was like 11:15.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I wasn't bad at all. Like, it was cool. I stepped out and watched, because Casey and I had some hosting duties for KRS-One. We had to do a two-man show, too, there for a little bit.
I almost got booed off stage.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's Wait, what happened?
That's the shoot.
It's Friday. Tell the story.
So, now, we're at Harlow's. It's KRS-One. So think in your head, what does a KRS-One crowd look like?
It's a bunch of 50 to 65-year-olds.
Man. And you know, so maybe 45 and up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 45 and up.
A lot of guys.
Yeah.
Hip-hop heads.
Do not like radio songs.
No. So we're getting ready to introduce Planet Asian. Shout out to Planet Asian,
oh,
man.
My
One,
goodness.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Two, hip-hop is a beautiful thing,
yeah,
man. Hip-hop is such a beautiful thing, and last night was a terrific reminder of that. But we go up to introduce him, and we see that there's a, like, we can see there's a problem. Like, something's wrong. We don't know what, but we can see there's a problem. And one of the promoters just kind of grabs me, says, "Hey, could you just stall?" No, he grabbed you.
Yeah,
it was like, "Hey, just stall for time for a minute. Don't worry about that." We were about to introduce.
Like, no,
not yet, not yet. So we're kind of looking around, and we look over, and they're like, "It's okay, just keep going." So Kenny and I, we're doing like a 2-person show up there, and the conversation about hip hop and the greatest hip hop artist, and you know, I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to keep everybody engaged because everything has stopped and we don't know exactly why yet. And so we're trying to keep everybody engaged and having fun. So we're talking hip hop and we're talking about the greatest hip hop artist of all time and KRS-One and Rakim and blah, 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 blah. And then your boy.
I have to keep it a stack.
In this crowd.
Well, because I asked the question. I said, who do you guys think is the greatest of all time? Who's the number one rapper of all time?
Hold on. Did you say Drake?
Oh, God, no. He wasn't he wasn't suicidal.
No. Well, he's not.
Either. But he said Jay-Z. He said Hov. Man, they lit his ass up. If they could have had bottles in their hand to throw at him, like the collective groan from that crowd when he said Hov was hilarious. I almost left. I was like, I'm not. I'm just going to let it. Hey, good luck, buddy.
Now, look.
It's been a great 5 years. You figure this one out.
This will tell you guys the crowd that was there. Like I said, I know where I'm at. I'm like Snoop at the Source of Words. I know where I'm at. I know we on the East Coast.
You got the same response Snoop did.
Yeah, I mean.
They booed Snoop's ass that day, too, then.
I asked the question, and the three of the, like, five names I heard was like, who's the greatest rapper of all time? Rakim!
Which you knew.
Black Thought!
Yeah.
What about Lupe Fiasco?
Yep.
All right, man. Look, you guys are being ridiculous. It's Jay-Z.
No, someone said. First of all, to be clear, he did not say you guys are being ridiculous. He knew better than that. He said, well, what about Hov? He said it might be Hov, and you would have thought the Kings were down 44 again. The amount of people who threw their hands in the air when he said that. I mean, I'm like, hey, man, we got some music. The amount of records that DJ Epic played last night that I had never heard before, like
all of them,
straight out of the basement of Rap City, was spectacular.
I was thinking about this. This goes beyond Rap City.
Oh, easily.
I don't know where you would watch these videos or hear this music.
B-sides from street artists. It was crazy.
And I ain't gonna lie, man. I love hip hop, but I'm not that deep into it, right? I knew 4 songs.
Yeah, I mean, the Jay-Z song, the Mos Def song, the Tupac song.
He played the Outkast song.
Outkast. And the Tupac, the old school, that was a remix.
Yeah,
that was an East Coast. Yeah, because that's a Me Against the World track. But that's like a East Coast remix to that record.
Yeah.
That is grimier than the record version.
It was a hip hop show.
And with that said, when we brought up KRS-One, we were on stage because they did a hard open. Mm-hmm. And so we're on stage where we don't, you know, it's like, yo, everybody give it up for KRS. That's not what happened. We're up and we're kind of, you know, y'all ready to see the legend? And KRS-One pops up talking about one. To be on stage when he hits the stage and that crowd reacts, it's like, okay, that was kind of dope.
That was dope.
And then Casey and I, you know, we watched for a little bit, visited for a little bit. And then I left and watched for about 10, 15 minutes in the crowd. And it was kind of fire.
He did a great job.
There was that moment where I was like, man, hip hop is just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
He did a fantastic job. And like, I'm not going to, I respect the legend and I respect who he is in the game, but I'm not going to sit up here. Oh yeah, I know all this. I know the bridges.
Whoop. Yeah. That's the sound of the police.
He played that joint. He played the other joint where the girl is singing on the intro. He played that. They went crazy on that. Those are like the 3 KRS-One songs I know. And but just to watch him perform, watch a goat
with his son behind him.
And I think he's close to 60, and he was he was active.
Yeah.
Like, he was making – it was – we talked about it kind of on stage. Like, this is one of the dope parts, if not the dopest part of having this job, being able to see some of these icons right there in the flesh.
As we were – yeah, there was a moment where we were waiting as they were fixing stuff. They got the music back going, but we didn't really know what we were supposed to do. So Kenny and I were just waiting, and there was a – it was there was a legit moment where it was like – and we get to do it again tonight – where it's like, man, this is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to introduce KRS-One, like a hip-hop icon.
Right.
Right? And for another crowd, yo, for an entirely different crowd, we're bringing up Jacquees tonight and Ty Dolla $ign. And it goes back to that hip-hop. And I'm sure this is the case across musical genres. Like, music is a really beautiful thing. But there's something about hip hop, man. It's so special, and to see all of those people, come out for their love of hip hop was pretty dope.
That was really cool, man. Shout out to our guy D. You know what I'm saying? He's a listener on the show, and you know, he'll put that on. So
took great care of us. He was like, man, you want a drink? I was like, ah, man, I'm not drinking right now. I got you, and he brought me like a Ginger Shirley Temple or something. It was like ginger beer grin. It was fantastic. But he took great care of us.
Took great care of
us. Well, man. Well, hey, shout out to Crystal Nugs.
Hey,
shout
Crystal
out to Maisha.
In the building.
Shout out to Maisha. Crystal Nugs, the storefront is like right down the street, which I didn't think about until they come in and his dude's like, D-Lo. And he hands me a bag. And I'm like, okay. And my man's like, Crystal Nugs. And I look over and I realize the woman with him, his wife, is the owner of Crystal Nugs. We had never met before in person. We've just been connected on social media probably for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
But we've never met in person. So she brought a little goodie bag, so to speak. Yeah.
Shout out.
As DA did too. He's like, hey, take this with you. I was like, all right, man. It's going to be a good night tonight at Hella Holiday. I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, we up.
I'm going to tell you that. So salute, man. We had a good time.
Yes,
great,
indeed.
Great time last night. Very, very thankful for what we get to do, man.
Nice,
that was a lot of fun.
Nice cleanse from the Kings last night.
It was. Yeah, there was a point where we're on stage killing time, and the conversation went to the Kings. It was like, hell no. Y'all ain't gonna ruin this night. They're talking about, we need to trade DeMar. I was like, hey, no. We are not doing this. We are not doing this now.
Crowd.
We are not doing this here. Hey, he likes Jay-Z. Boo him. We are not talking about Zach LaVine out here.
What about the dealer? All right, man.
No, man, stop it. Stop it. But those are people with real mixtapes.
Yeah.
Like, they got mixtapes on the street.
Yeah.
Goodness. But you're right, man. It was a nice little cleanse from the Sacramento Kings. And the great part about tonight's game is we can decide whether we're going to watch it or not. We have a concert to host that like it's our show that we have to host in Rockland I think it's Lincoln with Ty Dolla $ign, G-Eazy, Jacquees. We have to be at the venue at 5:00.
Yeah.
So that coincides with start time. So we'll be doing what we've done at many shows in the past, and it's just taking a look at the phone and like, oh, there's something going on here.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 7:30, 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
We're on there in between the G-Eazy, Ty Dolla
$ign. Probably Ty,
set.
Yeah.
We find out the Kings won.
Uh-huh.
Do we start a light the
beach? Yeah, we do. We do. We do. I don't know. We did that once before.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was literally ages ago that we were doing. I don't even remember that. Oh, it's T-Pain and Flo Rida.
Yeah,
we were doing T-Pain and Flo Rida. The Kings had won.
They cursed out some Warriors fans.
Yeah.
You think the city's really worried about the Kings right now besides the Kings fans, I guess?
I don't even know. The Kings fans ain't even worried.
Well, that's what I mean.
So this was... this was November, December-ish, that show, the Flo Rida T-Pain show?
It was December because
so it was
they,
still early in the season.
Yeah, I remember specifically, it was one of the added games from the NBA Cup. It was against Phoenix, And it was one of the added games, so it was okay. Like mid-December.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that.
So it was still early that first year.
Mm-hmm. But see, it was the second year.
Oh, NBA, was it the second
NBA
year?
Cup is the second year.
Oh, okay. So it had already been yeah, established. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. 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 Because they responded.
That's why we were so mad at Warriors.
That's
fans,
right. Yeah.
They
yeah.
had the playoffs.
Yeah, they responded. That crowd responded. I don't know if they'll respond tonight. maybe we don't do that one.
We're gonna be like Ja Rule at the Bucks game. Anybody?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Guess not. What'd you say? This would be the second night in a row. KC gets booed.
Yeah.
KC, we're gonna walk out there. Hey, I got any Kings fans here? Boo! I'm just gonna walk off stage like.
Oh,
tired
man.
Of this man getting us booed every
yeah,
time we step
man.
Out here.
Oh goodness. No, yeah, no. It's, I mean, we could play it by ear, but they just ain't got the cachet right now.
Nah.
On November 14th, they don't have the cachet right now to be like, oh yeah, let's start a like the beam chant. Like, nah, ain't nobody feeling these guys like that. And that hurts my heart because those are my boys.
Oh, so you 4-9, you can't start a light the beam chant. I mean, you'd be 4-9 if you get a win. You can't start a light the beam chant at 4-9.
I'm not even playing the Young Zell song.
Yeah, right. Like poor Young Zell don't get no radio play no more.
Young Zell going to come back from his vacation like, hey, what happened? Name one.
Young Zell all of a sudden is them rappers that they was playing at the show last night. He can't get no radio run no more. We cut the radio records off. And Zach LaVine is off the injury report. So I guess he's off the injury report. I assume he's back tonight. Which I actually think that makes the starting lineup watch that a lot of Kings fans are on more interesting. Because Zach is healthy and he wasn't a part of. Oh, man. Soren said Young Zell is an oldies artist now. Oh, man. That's tough. I'm sorry. That caught my attention. That was funny. Zach wasn't a part of what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's absolved of the narrative of the season. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I think there's a lot of fans who want to see a change tonight. And I think there are a lot of fans who don't believe they're going to.
Is that change just simply getting Schroeder out of there and throwing in Westbrook? Or are we talking about potentially benching DeMar, Sabonis, or Levine? Not all of them, but
one
or the other.
I think the Dennis switch is the easiest. Mm-hmm. The DeMar switch is the most intriguing. Because DeMar was one of the biggest offenders on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. DeMar was one of those people who, when Doug talked, you didn't really have to use your imagination to figure out. Like, Doug did a 2-minute press conference where we're wondering what he's talking about and who he's talking to. When he did that post game on Wednesday, the first person I thought of was DeMar DeRozan. And I hate that because I do like DeMar DeRozan. I have a great deal of respect for DeMar DeRozan, but I do know what I saw. And I think more than Dennis, that's the one I'm watching. Because that's not a – I guess it can be an easy switch if you're willing to do it because you have play – like benching Precious is stupid. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Especially if you bench Dennis because you're starting four is now you're starting one in that scenario. But you have Neek and you have – you have Keon and Malik. Like, you have a variety of things that you could do there should you choose to do it.
Right. And I, now this may be a contradiction to what I talked about yesterday and all this other stuff. You don't do that to DeMar right now. You could say it's been a week, you know, because I'm not really like tapped into how his week went specifically. But the other night it was just bad. And if we're looking at it like the other night was bad, you don't bench him off the one night. You put him on notice, and maybe that's what he did at the end of that game. Like, hey, we're not doing that. But I'm of the belief that, and I did this with Schroeder, and he's kind of like, that time has already come and gone, it feels like. But you give those, the vets, the respect. You put them on notice and say, look, we're not doing that. And then if they respond to that, cool. If they don't, then you make a decision. But
I wonder if we're past that. Like,
it depends on, to me, it really depends on, because, and I can go back and look, you know, over the weekend. It depends on how DeMar has.
Yeah, I have it. 7 of 13, 18 points versus the Thunder. That was a 31-point loss. 7 of 11, 22 points against the Timberwolves. That was a 27-point loss. 7 of 15 versus the Nuggets for 18 points. That was a 14-point loss. And then the 1 of 6 for 4 points against the Hawks, that was a 33-point loss.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me.
I'm not pinning the losses. I didn't do that to pin the losses on DeMar DeRozan. That was not the point of that.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things that if you feel like the effort and the way he went about that game was a bit of a one-off, you don't bench him yet. If Doug looks at that and says, hey, this is something that has been going on for a week and a half, then you make a move. Even then, like I said, it could be the wrong decision. I'm not saying it as if it's the right
decision. There's an alternative.
You give them that grace.
If you do, and you can, there is an alternative that is equally as petty. Maybe you'd argue it's more petty. You start him, and you pull him 3 minutes in or 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
And you go, and your idea is, I'm not playing him starter minutes. Mm-hmm. And you could do the same thing. And whether you work, I'm not saying you don't play DeMar DeRozan,
right?
But you use your rotations differently to establish Neek, Keon, Malik, whoever you choose it to be your primary player in that position for the game.
Right.
And while DeMar starts, he plays the rest of the game as a rotational player.
And you also, like, base that a little bit on how he's playing the game, right? Like, if he's playing the game the way that you want him to, expect him to, yeah, you keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see more of what I see on Wednesday, yeah, I'm going to get you out of there quick. I ain't got time for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. I
and wonder, what you just said, what you just said makes me feel like that's what Doug would do.
Yeah.
Talk. He would talk to DeMar.
Mm.
Or any other player he had an issue with.
Yeah. Doug talked about it all the time in the post-game pressers or whenever he's talking to the media. Is like, as a former player, I know. As a former player. And I think as a former player, and I'm not saying by any means that I'm on the level of these guys or whatever, but I feel like Doug will always lean at least towards the side of, I want to show these guys respect. I'm going to lean towards that side. I'm not going to roll with an iron fist before I give them an opportunity to work themselves out of it.
Do you think he has? Because he's talked about the level of compete before. He's done it in a different way than he did the other night.
Mm.
But he's talked about the level of compete before, which is sad because the season is very young.
Very.
Did that warning already happen? Of course, you don't have any way of knowing that. I don't either. I'm posing it more of as, I wonder if that warning, so to speak, has already happened.
The other day felt different. He's talked about competing and doing the little things and all this other stuff. He has talked about, but the other day felt like, man, because I don't, those were so drastic. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So those were so drastic. Or excuse me, the other day was so drastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember what it sounded like after the Thunder game, what it sounded like after the Timberwolves game. The game against the Hawks, that was the first time it feels like he was disgusted with what he saw. And I say that to say that would be the first time. That would be the first warning shot.
He's the Atlanta game was different. It was very, very different. He's been frustrated in previous games. Obviously, given the way that they've played, it had to have been within the last week. I don't know if it was the Oklahoma City game or the Minnesota game. I want to believe it was the Minnesota game, but I'm not sure.
Like his tone was like in those other two games. It was like, yo, this isn't good enough. Like we have to have a standard. Yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. He was disgusted.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. That was the only time that so far this season he's been disgusted by this basketball team. We got the Elk Grove Kia talk line open for you, 916-909-1320. If you want to get in and be a part of the conversation, we're hanging out with you all day. Our man Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us in the 2 o'clock hour. We got football to get ready for us. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we'll be Monday. For Monday Night Football. First time I'll be able to see it in 3 weeks. It's the Raiders and the Cowboys. Stanley said he's coming. Drew Down, are you pulling up with your Tony Romo jersey and your cowboy boots?
Oh, my gosh.
Come hang out. Raider Nation, Cowboy fans, 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino, this Monday. More with D'Lo and KC next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.